If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. You look good. But how do you feel? How about the stomach issues? Loss of muscle mass? Lacking energy? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? The answer is GNC. We have solutions that can help address those side effects and make sure you don't get knocked off your path. Because when it comes to living healthy, we're all about it. And that includes keeping you going on your GLP-1 journey. GNC.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Modern Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Cook. Today's episode is all about why we're so afraid to ask questions at work and the amazing things that asking the right questions can unlock for us. So let's talk about how to get over that fear and make you the smartest asker in the room. Here's a thing that happens to me all the time. I'm facilitating a meeting with a team of executives, and they're discussing a complex part of their business. I pause to ask a quote-unquote dumb question. The ability to ask questions like that is one of the perks of being an outsider looking in. But instead of getting an articulate answer to my question, I get blank stares. People blush and clear their throats. Why? Because the question that seemed so simple to me is one that none of them actually knows the answer to. And it's not because they're not smart enough. They've just never thought to ask. Why are we so afraid to ask questions? Part of why I love my job is that I'm paid to ask questions. Asking lies at the heart of facilitation. A great question is often the fastest path to an answer or a new discovery. But so many people fear asking questions. If you're one of them, there could be lots of underlying reasons keeping you from asking the questions that would help you make progress. Maybe you're afraid you'll seem incompetent or that you're not able to figure things out for yourself. Maybe you're worried you'll slow the work down or that you're making an unreasonable demand on someone else's time or energy. My goal today is to convince you that asking questions and asking them well is often the smartest move you can make. Questions, when you ask them strategically, have the power to connect you, to expand ideas and thinking, and to grow and develop your capabilities. Let's talk about what a great question can do for you and how you might benefit from the asking. First, asking questions can further your great idea. You want to show up as a genius at work. Who doesn't want to be the hero, right? But that natural desire to be the ultra-competent one can have its drawbacks. It may mean that when there's a problem to be solved or a challenge to be met, you want to be the one with the answers, not the questions. But sometimes asking the right question is just the thing to sharpen and shape your idea. The key is to strike a balance between showing a point of view and having a sense of curiosity. Let's say you've noticed that sales on a particular product line are down. You've got some ideas on how to tweak that product to help make it shine again. But before you unleash your own brilliance on the world, pause to consider that maybe a small tweak from a colleague could make your idea even better. Start a conversation with a coworker or your boss. You might begin with, "Hey, I'd love to experiment with adding X feature to Y product. How do you think customers would respond? And what suggestions do you have?" This approach showcases your idea, but also invites people to weigh in. You're not just asking for approval. Instead, you're genuinely seeking input, and their ideas may just put the finishing touches on yours. Next, asking questions can trigger a connection. Maintaining connections to a community, to a purpose, is a hot topic right now. And asking questions can be a simple way to keep connection at the forefront. I'm not talking about the how are you or the what's new moments. They may be punctuated with question marks, but they're really just conversational hygiene. I'm talking about questions of substance, the kind intended to open discussion. A question that drives connection needs to meet a few criteria in my book. First, it's authentic. Ask a question that doesn't come with a scripted answer, like, oh, I'm fine, or nothing much. Look for a real response. Next, ask a question that's open. Great questions invite a range of possible answers beyond yes, no, right, wrong, up, down. And finally, ask a question that taps curiosity. Consider who you're striving to connect with. Where do they put their energy? And how can you tap into their passions and interest with a targeted question? A friend of mine, a marketing professional, lost his job a few months ago. He's been struggling and he's turned inward. I want to make sure he continues to feel connected, both to me and to his own sense of competence. So every few weeks, I reach out with a marketing question. It may be about an experiment I want to run in my own business, or for an opinion on a topical article I've read. My question to him is always genuine. I do want to tap into his wisdom, but I'm being intentional in using the question as a way to keep connection alive. It always sparks a conversation, and I know it's helping him hang tight in this challenging season. Next, asking questions can provide a new direction. Sometimes it's not that you don't know something or can't figure it out. It's just that you've been spinning on it for a while, and you need to find a way to break that spin cycle. Recently, I was designing a program for a leadership team, striving to work more collaboratively with each other. The program would have two components. The first was education about what strategic collaboration looks like and some general practices for doing it well. The other was a facilitated discussion to help the team identify where things were breaking down and propose strategies and solutions to move them forward. This is my jam, my bread and butter. Also, I should stop writing just before lunch. But in designing the program, I got stuck at one point. I couldn't figure out how to transition between the two pieces, and I was banging my head against a wall. I finally decided to phone a friend, another experienced facilitator. I asked how she would approach the program challenges. And in that moment, if I'm honest, I felt a little bit of shame. Why couldn't I just figure this one out? But it turns out, talking it through with her helped me have a breakthrough. She didn't give me the answer, but she pushed my thinking in a direction I hadn't even considered. I had to get over this idea that my expertise wasn't enough. Asking for a push doesn't mean you've failed to deliver. It means you're wise enough to see the potential of adding wisdom on top of your own. And finally, asking a question can challenge or develop someone. There's this thing I do sometimes when I'm running a meeting. I'll pose a question to someone specific, not because I don't know the answer, but because I see an opportunity to shine the spotlight on someone else. Maybe the team has gotten stuck somewhere. They ask me what they should do. And while I'm always happy to offer a point of view, if I know someone else on that team can respond in a way that demonstrates their expertise or creativity, I'll ask them the question. Allowing someone else to showcase their thinking, their courage, or just their willingness to think out loud can be an incredible gift. It helps them to grow. And it also demonstrates your own capability as a leader and someone worth following. And there you have my thoughts on the power of great questions. Are there other scenarios in which you've used questions to move you forward? You see what I did there? An open question coming from my genuine curiosity. I'd love to hear how you've asked a question that pushed you over the finish line. Do you have a question I can answer? Check out all the links in my bio for ways you can reach me. You can visit my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn, where I share exclusive tips, videos, and musings. Join me next week for an episode about what you can learn from the most frustrating situations. Until then, thanks so much for listening and have a successful week.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. But how do you feel? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? Get to GNC. We'll help with solutions to address those side effects and keep you going on your journey. GNC.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate. Pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.